Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ryan Day has a proposal. Everybody's got thoughts on the future of college football, and it feels inevitable. We're going to go from 12 teams to more. Mm. Ryan Day said, we're in the Big Ten. We have 18 teams, some of the best programs in the country, and I feel we deserve at least 4 automatic qualifiers. John, your thoughts?
I'm not a huge fan of auto seeding. Glad they got rid of that. I'm not a huge fan of automatic qualifiers. The only thing I will agree with him on is this, and this is his quote. If you don't have those automatic qualifiers, you're less likely to play a game like we're playing this year against Texas because it just won't make sense. If we do, then you're more likely to do that because we play 9 conference games in the Big Ten. The SEC doesn't, so it's not equal. I agree with that statement where if you aren't in that automatic qualifier, you're going to play your 9 conference games, but then you're probably going to schedule 3 directionals, some cupcakes to begin with, to pad the stats, because we all know that the playoff committee is going to look at wins and losses more than anything else. At least that's what the precedent has been set.
So half of his statement I agree with. The fact that the Big Ten plays 9 and the SEC plays 8 creates an issue. I don't agree with his opinion that you're less likely to play big opponents because you should want to get the marquee win to use as a differentiator for the final spots. See, I think too many coaches are playing the little bitch card. We don't want to play the games because what if we lose? How about we get some real coaches who say, what if we win? How about that becomes the attitude in sports? I thought that's how these guys operated. We play to win. We're Ohio State. Of course we'll play Texas and we'll kick their ass and it'll be a differentiator for us getting a playoff spot. Why do college coaches act like little babies because now they all think they're going to lose the big games?
I love the fact that you're puffing your chest up there.
What's stupid?
That's awesome. And in a utopic society, you are 100% correct.
Well, they're mad that if they lose, they'll be punished. That's sports. You play Texas. If you win, you get rewarded. If you lose, you get punished. Why run from that?
But that's not the college football playoff committee. It's just not. And if it's about money, because that's what this is about. If you get into the college football playoffs, it's more money. And coaches have bonuses for simply getting into the college football playoffs, let alone winning it. So if you get in and you get money, what's the incentive? Incentive to get in.
I went back and looked at last year. If we had a 16-team playoff last year, just ranked 1 through 16 at the end of conference championships, you know how many teams the Big Ten would have had?
4.
4! You don't need to specify an automatic qualifier. Many years, they'll get more than 4. The SEC last season would have had 6. Remember the debate about Alabama and Ole Miss and South Carolina? They all would have been in, which is part of the issue with 16, but they don't need AQs. They don't need automatic qualifiers. They're going to be heavily represented regardless.
I agree with you. That I do agree that I don't want automatic qualifiers. I want you to play the games. If the Big Ten and the SEC are the big boys,
they'll be there.
Then it shouldn't matter. They should have a minimum of four every single year. And but, maybe there's an off year where they have three because, I don't know, somebody in the Big 12 or somebody in the ACC just decides that, hey, this is the year we're going to spend $60 million on our roster.
If you look last year, finishing it out, Big Ten, four, SEC, six, ACC would have had three. The Big 12 only would have had one with Arizona State. And the other two spots would have come from Notre Dame and Boise. You would have had two.
And that Arizona State
fours.
Was because you will get an automatic qualifier because you're a conference champ.
Yeah, they would have been top 16 regardless. But yes, I do think we should guarantee one automatic qualifier as a conference champion because that then rewards winning your conference. Yeah. I don't think we need to reward finishing fourth in your conference. If you're fourth in your conference and you deserve to be there, you'll be there. If you finish fourth in your conference and you have a bunch of ugly losses and you didn't beat anybody, you'll stay home. I mean, that's how it should work.
So you go back and forth because here's what I think the ideal situation is. If you're going to go with the automatic qualifier, then go with one of the ideas that came out of the SEC meetings where, yes, they're going to go to nine conference games. One of the non-conference is going to be a matchup between an SEC and a Big Ten school.
Now we get some comparables.
Now you have 10, whether it's conference games or it's that interleague play, all of a sudden you've got 10 really good games. And then you have two non-conference games. We all know those are going to be patsies.
Look, and it's not going to be perfect because we don't play 30-plus games like college basketball. You're not going to get to compare everything perfectly. But if you did create a system where the Big Ten and the SEC crossed over one game a year, you'd get a little better read of the situation.
Sure. I love that. And I love the fact that it could be Michigan. I mean, selfishly, I want to be able to go to some of those stadiums, play in some of those college towns.
And I don't know how they do it. It may be like the Big Ten ACC Challenge used to be. They would just take the year prior standings and just go one versus one, two versus two, three versus... That'd be fine way to start it and go from there and evolve it. Maybe you rotate through so you play most of the teams. I'd love that. Like, the idea would be if you do automatic qualifiers for 16, you're doing what? Four Big Ten, four SEC. There have been different proposals thrown out, but two for the ACC and two for the Big 12.
Yeah, it's the arithmetic model. It's four plus four plus two plus two plus three. One. I don't know.
However you do the
others. That's why I call it the arithmetic model. Yes. It's four for the Big Ten and the SEC. It's two for the ACC and two for the Big 12.
And then you have three remaining spots, which would be at large, or you guarantee one for the group of...
Right.
What are we calling it? It's not the group of five anymore. It's like the group of six. Well, it's the non-power four.
Well, you got their power four, but it's non-power, but still group of five. Right?
There's more than five because the Pac-12 is still alive, right?
Well, they're getting rejuvenated this
USA,
year because Mountain West
Mac,
is getting raided.
American and
Anyway. This is the problem with college football is the fact that, first of all, 18 teams in the Big Ten, too many. Too many teams
just
in the SEC.
Say that again one more time. The Big what?
The Big Ten has
how many
18.
Teams?
All right, so okay, they kept Big Ten because of the branding, right? But then it was 11, then it was 12, then it was 14, now it's 18. Like it's so bizarre that you get down this conversation. That's why from Sunday to Friday, it's a painful discussion. Off season, painful discussion. 12 Saturdays in the fall, it becomes fun. And it could be only fun for 3.5 hours because you might not like what's going on the other games of that day.
Ryan Day says we're in the Big Ten. We have 18 teams, some of the best in the country. We deserve at least four automatic qualifiers. Future of the college football playoff. 248-539-9797. Your phone calls, your ticket text. He says if you don't have those automatic qualifiers, you're less likely to play a game like we have this year with Texas. To that, I would say stop being a weenie. That is a non-competitive mentality. A competitor says, we're going to play and beat a team like Texas, which would solidify our resume. Not, what if we lose? That is a losing mentality. That is a non-competitive mentality. He's being a weenie.
Okay, I'm not going to argue the fact that he's a weenie.
Okay.
I think he is.
I say we can meet there.
Yeah, we can agree on
you're
that.
You're a competitor
and we,
too, John.
We agree on most of this. And yes, I agree. I would much rather earn my way in, play the best teams. I line up 12 teams. Don't even worry about the, you know, the patsies. Just line up and play. And maybe you start and have a couple of preseason games like we do in the NFL. Everything that we are doing right now is starting to follow an NFL model. So if you're going to do that, you're going to play. If you win the national championship, you could play 17 games. So you're playing an NFL schedule. So if that's the case, then have a couple of preseason games. The issues that are kind of, I mean, they all add up to be why going to this 16 team or automatic qualifiers are an issue. He does raise a couple of concerns that I've talked about before. If the house settlement happens and you're going to 105 as a roster limit, now all of a sudden you got freshmen that just aren't going to play. You have some other guys that just aren't ready to play or haven't developed. You start whittling that number down to maybe you're drawn from 65 guys. And then, as we know, as we've seen throughout the course of an NFL season, college season is no different anymore. You're going to lose guys to injury.
So the bigger, deeper,
you don't have
teams.
The ability to go out there and sign a free agent middle of the season. You can't pull somebody off the practice squad in the middle of the season. You have what you have.
Yeah.
And so if you're doing that and you're playing, you play against bigger, more physical teams, you're more likely to suffer injuries that could cost you games. Maybe not seasons, but games.
So to me, the answer is no automatic qualifiers. Whether that's, well, I'm fine with a conference champion, but I don't need this 3 and 4 teams deep in your conference being guaranteed a qualifier. Let me rephrase. I like the AQs for the conference champs. I like rewarding winning your conference. Yep. Beyond that, nothing should be guaranteed. It should be ranked that point 1 to 12, 1 to 16, 1 to 24, whatever the hell this ends up being.
So
on merit.
Doesn't it sound like the NFL where you have you win your division, you have an automatic qualifier to the postseason?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it is. So but the problem is in the NFL, it's all based on record. At college, it's all based on a ranking from a panel of what, 12 people?
Yeah, it's subjective.
So that's where you have a great divide between where the NFL is and where college football is.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But I guess if we get to the point where this 4-loss team is upset that they were left out, I have negative sympathy for you. Like, okay, I'll delight in your own misery, Ole Miss. Like, you weren't good enough, South Carolina, Alabama. Like, beat Vandy and Oklahoma. I will, instead of having sympathy, openly mock you for not being good enough.
Okay, but you just used 4-loss team.
Yeah.
All right, so if you play 9 conference games and you have 3 losses in your conference. Now, I get it. 3 losses in your conference. But one of those is to, let's just say Alabama plays Oregon.
Yeah.
And Oregon loses. Yeah. They're a four-loss team.
Yep.
You just penalized them because you just said four-loss team. You didn't qualify who it was against.
I'm going to penalize you for losing, and I'm going to reward you for winning.
Okay,
that's
so
sports.
Then,
wow.
But you just made my argument. Then schedule three patsies, so you get three more wins, then you have three losses.
Then you don't have a chance to beat an Alabama or an Oregon. And that could be the difference in you getting the final spot. See, people are only looking at the downside, and I would think in sports we would look at the upside of winning more, but it's clear that college football is a collection of weenies.
No, it's not. It's a collection of people that just want more money. And so if you
want more
money... They could
be weenies that want more money. They both could be true.
Well, I don't think that plays a part of it. As a competitor, you wouldn't even schedule.
What if I lose? Why show up? What if I lose?
Okay.
That's how it reads to me. That's how it reads to me.
That's fine. And you can puff your chest out all you want. I'm just telling you what the world, it may suck. All right, here's a life lesson, all kids listening. It's not fair. Life is never going to be fair. And it's just, if you want to take on the toughest challenges, I'll respect that and I'll love it. I would prefer that, but it may not actually be what gets you the ultimate goal.
Some ticket texts. I think the four major conferences should get their conference champion participants in, and then the fifth conference gets their champion into the playoff.
So if you play in a conference championship game, so yeah, chances are in the SEC and in the Big Ten,
yeah,
if you're playing in that conference title game, you're going to get in.
But you're saying, so the ACC champ and runner-up, Big 12 champ and runner-up, Big 10 SEC champ and runner-up would get in. That would give you eight spots. He says, I would limit. Four would be the most any conference should get, Neil and Carlton.
So the walking that line... Then all of a sudden last year, the Big 12 gets two teams in?
Yeah. And the SEC doesn't get six. They're capped at four, which means between Alabama, Ole Miss, and South Carolina, only one of those three get in.
Yeah, but do you want the number two team out of the Big 12?
So BYU is the 17th team in the country.
Right.
I mean, I'm okay with that, to not put six from one conference in. I feel like they had their chance to fight their way to a playoff spot, and they didn't.
Because they play in a tougher conference?
Yeah, and they were beat up, and they didn't do it. They didn't accomplish it, so better luck next year.
Well, yeah, then all of a sudden, Colorado, who doesn't play anybody, what are they going to be? A big win against Kansas. Big win against Kansas State.
Do you want to be in the big conference, or do you want to go to the small conference and have an easier route? Because you could do that if you'd like. But it's like you want to have your cake and eat it too. I want to be in the best conference and I want to get in just by default.
No, you want to get in because you are actually scheduling, by being a part of that conference, the tougher schedule.
And it doesn't matter if I win or lose. I exist in the conference. Therefore, give me my gold star and put me in,
John.
You're
talking about both sides of your
mouth. No, I'm not. I'm saying you're the one participation award. I participate in the SEC. Therefore, I should get in whether I win or lose the games. I'm saying you should have to win the games.
I want to go back to make sure to clarify. I'm not for qualifiers. Okay. I'm for playing yourself in. But if that means, and this is where I hate the fact that I'm agreeing with Ryan Day, if you have four losses and you're out because you had four losses, then why would you schedule a tough non-conference? And I get the tough guy chatter. Okay, I get that. I'm all for the tough guy. I'm a meathead. I get that.
I would think I'm appealing to you.
Yes, but I'm trying to be realistic.
Okay.
And if the College Football Playoff Committee is... in week one, going to ding you because Georgia and Oregon play, one of them loses, and they end the season with four losses versus Kansas, who's playing, you know, whoever in the non-conference. They don't have any tough games, as well as a very easy conference schedule, and they end up with two losses. They belong in because they didn't play a tough schedule.
Ticket Texter says, if the coaches and schools are going to act this way, maybe they should get rid of the non-conference games or take the scheduling out of their hands.
So I think a tweak of this, and I'm not a huge fan of it only being the Big Ten and SEC.
Everybody's got to play ball.
Yeah, and so maybe this is where you need a commissioner or somebody that is helping control, that is not affiliated with any conference, but scheduling those non-conference games. It's okay to have a couple of preseason games, but then you've got to be able to, it's not just the Big Ten and the SEC playing. You can schedule a Clemson. You can schedule somebody coming out of the Big 12, and then it's a chance to spread, you know, and get some great games across the country.
Ticket Texture says use the hockey model. I don't even know if people know what the hockey model is. They say it's RPI, encourages conferences to play good matchups. Top teams still get in after auto bids. They have like a formula. So you know going in what you're going to get credit for and
so
not credit
merge,
for.
You merge the current system with
kind of a BCS kind of to take some
computer
subject
model.
Out. Yeah, you take some subjectivity out of it. You know more or less what you have to do to get in.
I say scrap the entire model and you have one giant conference with divisions and you go a bigger version of the NFL.
Someone basically agrees with you. 2014 mega conferences. So it'd be two mega conferences and AFC, yeah. NFC it up and do it that way. It's 97.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.